So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. Today is a Wednesday, the 18th of March. Just checking down at the laptop because I don't know what actual day it is. We're on day 5 of coronavirus quarantine because we live in Spain. Just make sure we're live while we wait for people to come on. I hope you're having a good day. Interesting times that we live in. We're worried about property. We've got estate agents worried about how they're going to do viewings. We're going to talk about that. We've got property sources wondering how they are going to do viewings as well. If you've got any comments, queries, questions, stick them in the box down below. Let me know your name, where you're from, what you do. If you've got a question, I'm happy to answer that as well. We're going to talk about doing virtual tours today. And as the owner of a lettings agency in a previous life, going back, when did we sell that? I think, was it 2011, 2012, 2010? So we had a lettings agency. That lettings agency at its peak had, in terms of website traffic, visitors every single month. We had 35,000 people hitting that website every single month. We were just a small letting agency. But we were SEO'd, we had a lot of search engine optimization going on. We were driving a lot of traffic. And so we know what we're talking about. The benefit of my IT and computer knowledge, and then wrapped that up with the benefit of the property, and we were wildly successful. We doubled our revenues every year for like 5 years straight. We did very, very well. And then 2008 hit from under us, as it did for a lot of people. Anyway, then a few years later, we actually sold that. But you know, the technology that we have available to us today has transformed the industry. At least it should have done, and it doesn't. We still get slick back BMW driving, hey, estate agents turning up. And if you are one of those, what can I say? I was going to apologize, and I'm not apologizing for that. So, what can you do? So, there's a couple of different things you can do. And the virtual tours I'm referring to are if you are having to self-isolate and you cannot physically do the virtual tour yourself. Of course, you can get a Matterport camera and do the 3D wall, fabulous and look amazing. But if you're self-isolating or you don't want to meet people, that's me generally, but if you don't want to meet people, what are you going to do? Or if you're a property sourcer in London and the properties in New York, what are you going to do to get someone an idea? So there's two things that I'm going to suggest for you. The first one's really, really easy. And you should be doing this on all of your properties right now anyway. You should be doing this on all of your properties. You should be getting your camera. And actually, you should be getting like a Steadicam where you hold it underneath. Thinking about it, I should have probably got mine from inside the house. You should have get a Steadicam so when you walk, it's not really like jaggedy, like you to get one of those, because I think you're going to self-isolate fairly soon. Enforced isolation, quarantine as it's called, I think that's going to happen in the next couple of days or a week or so. But you can walk through. So when you're walking through, you're walking through with your camera, okay? And you're like, okay, so this is the front door. This is number 38, Acacia Avenue, next to Banana Man. He lives at number 23, as you probably know. And you're walking through. So this is the front door, and as the door opens up, we're walking to filming it as you're walking through. Now, you might want to have a microphone. I don't know if you can see that. There's a little microphone there. You might want to use your headset and just plug that in so you're talking into that microphone. And then as we turn left, we go into the lounge and you slowly pan around. There's an open fire, and that's where the TV goes. There's the TV point. There's a networking point. I don't know. There's 4 plug sockets. Then this would appeal to somebody who's just starting out, starting a new family. So you talk through just like you normally would. So then you go out the front room, you go into the kitchen, this is the kitchen, you talk about the benefits, talk about the existing family, how they use it, why they love it so much. So that's one way of doing it, and that's if you're going to visit the property, okay? And if you're going to do that and you don't want to be around people, you need to ask the family to move out, go sit in the car for 20 minutes while you do the walkthrough. You walk in, don't touch any surfaces, thank you very much, wash your hands, do the thing straight away. That's how I would do it. Now, that's number one. Number two then is if you don't want to go to someone's house, or you are in quarantine and or you're self-isolating, or you just don't want to be around people for the next couple of months, you still want to close business. So how can you do it? So there's a way of doing it is you explain to your client and you show them through the way of an example. So you show your client a video of you walking around and doing exactly the same thing, like your office. When we used to train new coming through, we would get them to walk me around the office as though they were showing a tenant and talk about the benefits of having a desk in the corner. This is where we put the sofa, and the sofa might look good under the window. What? So that's one way of doing it. But you could teach your vendors on how to do this. So that's the second way. The third way of doing it is a much more technologically doing it. And this one really will help property sources too. And we touched on this on the last live video. So I've put a comment up. Let's just have a look. Just brought you up. Thank you very much, Spencer National 86. Thank you. I don't know if that's your name. You're on YouTube. Would make me very successful. Hopefully will make me very successful in property. The first part is learning, okay? Second part is implementing. And obviously we're in this situation that we're in. There's a lot more online stuff. So the implementation for you, if you bought a property sourcing course, is to implement it online. Get as many videos as you can. I went live, not yesterday, I think I went live once or twice, but the day before I was live four times. We're quarantining. I can't speak to anybody. So I might as well go live, you know? You can't meet anybody. So I might as well go live. The other way of doing this then is if you're a property sourcer and you've got an investor and they want to have a viewing of it, but they also might be in a different part of the country, by the way, or they might be local, makes no difference. You've got the vendor, the person who's got the property problem, you know, death, divorce, departure, as in emigration and debt, one of those four. So they've got a camera as well. So this is what you ZOOM.com. You go to Zoom, you sign up, you create a link to invite people to come and join your Zoom session. You get the investor. We're going to go live at 12. You, the vendor, and the investor. Okay, we're going to go live at 12. Everybody sign in at 12 o'clock. The investor signs in and he's or she's sat there watching their laptop. Great. The vendor signs in on their mobile phone. What we do is we use the camera. It can be back camera or front camera, makes no difference. And then the vendor gets the phone. They're now live showing the person how to do it and they're walking around. And the beauty of this is that the investor can go, hang on, just back up again to the bathroom. Yeah, yeah. Has it got, yeah, oh the what do we call it? The bit around the bathroom. What's that called? Not filler. Can't remember what's called. What's it called? Anyway, the stuff around the bathroom, that needs replacing, or the bath panel, okay, and they can make notes, just have a look at the ceiling, check the four corners, make sure that the ceiling is fine, there's no damp coming through, and then it's a very interactive way of doing it. Now, one of the risks here, of course, is that you could just get the vendor and the investor to swap phone numbers. The problem with that is that the investor might try and cut you out of the deal to save him £3,000. We don't want that. We don't want them to know each other and have each other's contact details. Doing it through Zoom, there is no way that that can happen because, one, you're sat watching the Zoom, and if the vendor says, hey, how about you just do a deal with me direct and we'll do a special deal, that can't happen, okay, because you're actually sat there watching it. Spencer saying the connection isn't the greatest. I think we're having internet connections problems because everybody's quarantining and at home. It might be a YouTube thing at your end, but everyone's quarantining, so everyone's on the bloody internet. So if we're struggling going live and possibly what, right, let me get rid of that. So thank you though. So if you have a property that you're looking at selling, now this is one of the things as well with Zoom, you can record audio. So this is what you do. You record the video that the vendor's done for you, and then you can either put that online. We've got a property available. It's in the West Midlands. You don't give any other details, any street names. It's in the West Midlands. It's available for £100,000. And you can put that on YouTube. Take the YouTube. You can embed that on your website. you can then put that out onto social media, start driving people back to your website. Let's draw that for you, just so you've got an idea. And by the way, if you've got any questions, it's always useful. So this is what I would do. Step one, Zoom. Step two, record the Zoom. This is enough content as well, by the way, and about you being seen to be out there with lots of content and lots of stuff coming through to make you look very popular, very busy, and all the rest of it. It helps build rapport and likability and all that kind of thing. So get Zoom, record it, upload it to YouTube. That's what Matt says, upload to YouTube. Embed the YouTube on web page. If you haven't got a website, speak to us, 500 quid, we'll get your website up and running by middle of next week. Let me know if you need that. Embed it on your website, and then on social media, you share the page. Remember right at the start of the session, we had 35,000 people. We created a web page for every single property that came up. One of the problems with that is sometimes people would search for it and it wasn't available. But then what we'd have is we'd have a link so that they could then see what was available. So for 14 leads was one of our big ones. That was a keyword. 1, 2, 3, with 3 keywords there. You typed that on Google. We used to get 25 people every single day coming up for that. Kuwait and the Saudis and in that area, because it's really close to the university. So we would do that on Google and we'd send them to a web page. And then in that web page was a link here to all of it, all the properties that were in Aspect 14. And we have the ability to do that. So our job was then just to drive a ton of traffic. But for you, what you want to be doing is you want to be embedding all of your. Now, you can even put this behind password protection. So someone fills in a form, says, I want access to that property. So now you're getting in an email address, and then they get access to that property. There's a question. Thanks, Dan. Unable to reach this at the moment, but I will be in touch once I secure more things with our multifaceted family business and family health. Send you much love. See you soon. I don't know who said that, by the way. Thank you so much. Much love back to you. Stay safe. Quarantine yourselves. Buy all the bog roll. Don't buy it all. Buy enough toilet roll. Make sure there's enough for other people. Please look after yourselves out there. Dangerous right now. Let's put this as a diagram for you. That's number one right there. You want to record it. So number one, number two, you're recording it. Then you upload it to YouTube. That's YouTube. That's number three. And you take that YouTube video and you embed it on your web page. That's number four, web page. Then number five will look like this. This is your web page. And this is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, etc. Probably not YouTube because you've already embedded. So you've already embedded the video into it. And you're driving all the page back to your website. That's how you should be doing it. It could be that. Can you see that? Let me get rid of the banner. It could be that this bit here is an email and people have to fill in an email address and then they get access to the video here. That's another way of doing it. That could work quite well as well. If you've got any questions, please ask. Put that back to comments. Any comments about that? Happy to go through that. So the whole point here is that the YouTube video, this bit here, number three, YouTube video. There we go. A bit easier. The YouTube video does a number of things. First of all, no one else is doing this. Second of all, on the YouTube channel, you could monetize it as long as you're getting enough views, of course. When monetized on my YouTube channel, as you'll see, these adverts come up. It's not life-changing. But we do that and we embed it, and then you're creating fresh content. Google loves content. It puts your website up for search engine rankings. It does a whole bunch of stuff. It sets you apart because nobody else is doing it. And you only have to do it once, and then you've got the content for that. We didn't really use video enough because it wasn't advanced enough back 10 years ago when all this came out. And YouTube wasn't as big as it is today, you know, and Google wasn't as well. Back in the old days, we didn't live in black and white, but YouTube wasn't as powerful as this. But right now, this is a whole bunch of content that you should be creating. And we know Gary Vee and Grant Cardone, content is king, and it totally is king. And you're pushing out as much content. When we go live on Twitter and YouTube and my personal page and my business page and in the group, we get many more people. You're up to 10 or 15 people at one to like 3 people watching right now. But then when we look at the numbers on the replays, we can go see those numbers going up to 300, 400, 500 people watching the videos that we create. All of that is helping towards goodwill. And people can see in the marketplace, making videos, going live, forget to know us, get to like us or dislike us. Either is fine, because if they don't like us, they won't waste time on a phone call and wasting my time. And if they do like us, they'll probably buy something at some point. But all of that, that is content that should be created to help build rapport with your end user. Some people out there think, oh, Dan, he's an idiot. Well, I want to listen to him. And other people go, I want to tune into Dan because I like what he's saying. And I haven't got time right now, as someone's just mentioned, but I'll tune in later because all of that is very useful. Even if they're not watching every single minute you do, they can see that you're live. They can see that you're serious. They can see that you're consistent. And they can see that you're consistent over a period of time. We've been going live 3 times a week now for at least a year, I reckon. And our podcasts have actually slowed down almost to a stop for the last month. And that's my fault. I just can't be bothered doing them. And all I've got to do is take the audio and put it into a podcast. I need to get one of my team to do it, quite frankly, because I can't be bothered anymore. Because it's so exhausting doing it all the time. But not the creation, just to translate into an audio. But this is what you should be doing. You should be using Zoom. You can invite an investor. You can invite the vendor. You've then got a piece of content. You can embed it on your website. You can put it on your Facebook page. You can literally upload the video directly to the Facebook page. Or you could upload a video into the group. And when people go, hey, yeah, I want to see that, you go, great, come and join the group. A tribe that you're starting to build. There's so many different ways of doing it that people kind of don't understand or have never thought of. But if you're worried about self-isolating, this is going to be a really good way of doing it. Have you guys got any more questions that you've got? We're going to call it. If not, and we're back live on Friday. But we're live every day right now because tomorrow's day 6 and the day after is day 7 of self-quarantine, driving us all a little bit insane. If you guys have any questions, if not, we will call it. I don't think there's anything coming through. If there is, just like type faster. It's like, please type faster. I think we'll call it then. Hope you have a good day. Stay safe out there. We're live on Friday with a Mindset and Hustle show. We'll speak to you then, and we'll speak to you before then anyway. If you've got questions, and why not? We might even do a Q&A. When it gets a little bit more sunny, I'll sit back in my Q&A little section. We'll do a ask me anything kind of thing. You keep breaking up, totally messes up your content. Apologies, Margot. It appears right now for some reason. No idea why. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you on Friday. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.